Joining us live over the phone from Cheyenne is once again Senator Fred Baldwin from Senate District 14. Senator, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm great this morning. And you?
Hey, doing okay. How are the roads in the town of Cheyenne? You able to actually drive around a little now?
Yeah, we can see the sidewalks and the streets now. It's much nicer. A little wet with the snow melting. There's still a lot of snow left to melt, but it's a lot better than it was this time last week.
Well, session is underway, which you couldn't say a week ago. Tell us what's on the schedule today and this week as you get things going.
We're actually hitting the midway point of the session today. Today's the last day for Committee of the Whole in the House of Origin for the bills, which means that this is the last chance for new bills to be brought in the Committee of the Whole, be voted on for the first vote today. And then we'll start doing the bills from the opposite house this week. So we'll be finishing up Senate files and we'll be moving on to House bills this week. That's the big move.
All right. And of course, there's been a lot of talk with the budgets, specifically education funding. And there's been some disagreements, if you will, that are going to be worked out in the future between the House and Senate on K through 12. Tell us from the Senate side where things stand on education funding.
The Senate side finished up our education bill last week. The House is not finished up. They'll be finishing up on theirs today. Essentially, the difference is that the Senate is looking for cuts. As you may well be aware of it, K-12 education is headed for a fiscal cliff, you know, within the next 2 to 3, perhaps 4 years, but I doubt it's that long. And Senate is looking to get some cuts and stabilize that right side of the education, which is painful, and nobody really looks forward to it, but it's what we're doing. The House, in general, is looking to do that same thing, but they're looking more towards providing some new taxes, perhaps new funding streams for education, which is, it's not 100% agreement in the House, and I don't know what will finally come out of there today, but in essence, one of the kinks in that is that this new COVID funding coming down is going to provide a substantial sum of money to K-12 education in the state, and it'll be a one-time infusion, of course. It's not long-term, but that may offset a little bit of this deficit and may forelay the fiscal cliff for a short time. Nonetheless, the system needs fixed with the decrease in coal and the decrease in the mineral industry. We need to figure out what is the right size for K-12 education and get that balanced out and get that right level where we can sustain it for a long time into the future.
That was one of my questions with this federal stimulus money coming into the state. You don't anticipate that affecting how the House or Senate is going to approach this. You think they're going to approach it as if that money was not there?
I believe that's why the House put off doing their hearing on the education budget today, until today, is they wanted to see if they could get a little bit better reading on where that money was, how much money and where that money is coming, when that money's coming in. And I don't know how much information they got on that, but that's why they put it off until today. It will make some difference in what the House does. The Senate said, you know, that's a one-time thing. We need to be looking more long-term than just that one-time fix. And we're looking at the long-term and trying to get this thing fixed down the road, you know, for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road, so we can not go off that fiscal cliff and keep things solvable and keep an effective education system in the state.
Wyoming State Senator Fred Baldwin joining us this morning with a legislative update from Cheyenne. Any other bills or legislation you wanted to bring up this morning?
The bills that are coming up before the Senate this morning are some interest to people out there. One is the election runoff proposed by Senator Biteman. It's run into a little bit of trouble with the County Clerks Association. That the bill as intended was to come up before the 2022 election, which is probably going to be not a possibility because of the redistricting that's coming up this next year and all the other changes. And we'll vote on that on third reading this morning and try to make that more effective. Perhaps we'll become an interim study for this year. Because we want to do it right and don't want to just jump into something and create a mess. So that's one thing that's coming up. The Second Amendment Preservation Act will come up again today. It has proved to be a little bit controversial, particularly in the law enforcement world. So that will come up with some fairly large amendments coming on it. Other than that, school finance is a big issue. The budget is in Joint Conference Committee this week. We'll be hearing more about that towards the end of the week. Other than that, I got a few health-related issues coming up on my committee. Actually, one coming up here in about 10 minutes. That's about it. The seatbelt law will come up on first reading in the Senate as well today. I don't know that it stands much of a chance, but it will come up for debate this morning as well.
Senator Fred Baldwin this morning from Cheyenne. Senator, as always, appreciate your time. Thank you.
You bet. Have a good day, Duke.
You as well. It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.